Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jaded Gamers, episode 29. I'm your host, Katsu, and with me is the Pharaoh.
How's it going?
Pretty good. That's 3 weeks in a row now.
3 weeks in a row, yeah.
And that's because this is probably one of the busiest weeks for us both this past week. How's it going on the house front?
I close on Wednesday. I move in on Friday and Saturday. Well, I'm already all packed up. All I have is clothes and the kitchen to pack up, and I'm done.
Yeah. You brought me your Xbox 360 and a 24-inch monitor in preparation for the Halo 3 party we're having next Friday.
Well.
So I was assuming you had already packed up. Otherwise, why would you bring me your lone 360 for the whole week?
Well, my reasons were twofold. The first one is I already had packed it up. And the second one was now I have no reason not to come. All my stuff will already be here. I can drive stuff, not unpack. Just come home right after I drop off all the boxes here. Or come here after I drop off all the boxes.
So you actually move in you're moving in on Friday?
Yeah.
Which is the day of the Halo 3 land.
Yeah. I'm going to move all the boxes out, and then after that I'm going to reward myself with all-night Halo goodness.
Cool.
And that'll allow Jasmine X time to pack without me. She won't hear this episode until after we're done unpacking anyway. So
So what are you going to do when Halo 3 comes out on Monday, or Monday midnight? You're just not going to play it
until Friday? I'm not going to get it at midnight. I might come by here.
Okay. But so you're not going to play it at all? Well, I guess you might play it here. But you're not going to play it on your own system until Friday.
No, unless we set it up here before then.
That's true.
But I'm not going to pick it up until Tuesday. I'm not waiting at midnight.
Yeah. Are you getting the Legendary after all?
Hell no.
No?
I'm going to buy that helmet and everything later for cheaper than...
You have a couple of cats now. I hear they make good cat helmets.
Yeah, but I don't have enough glue.
Okay. So, yeah, the Halo 3 thing, man, it's getting pretty big now. I mean, I'm not even that big of a Halo 3 fan, or a Halo fan, I should say, in general. And, I still thought it would be fun to put together the LAN. So, and if anybody out there is listening and they'd like to come, just go ahead and leave a comment in the section for this article. And
on our website, which is
jadedgamers.org. Not the jadedgamers.org, but just jadedgamers.org. So anyway, yeah, it should be a good time. I actually tried some of that game fuel. Have you tried? Oh, actually, I know. You hadn't tried it until I gave you some a little earlier today. So what'd you think?
It tastes like orange and cherry NyQuil without the alcohol and extra sugar, which is awesome because I love the way medicine tastes.
Yeah, you were a little hesitant to even try it.
Well, because I know it's going to make my urine the same color.
It might. Did you ever try Mountain Dew Code Red?
Yes.
And you didn't like that? No. Like that actually quite a bit.
Today, for the first time, I actually tried Mellow Yellow.
That just doesn't sound right.
It was good, really, really good. It was like less sweet Mountain Dew with more sour.
Anyway, it tastes pretty good. It's not too bad. It tastes like orange cherry Mountain Dew. So,
with cough syrup. Cresty's non-narcotic cough syrup.
I've tasted some sodas and some, what do they call it, those energy drinks, and they taste a lot like cough syrup. There's just so many energy drinks. The one thing I don't like about energy drinks is they never really tell you what the hell they're supposed to be flavored as. It'll say something like Mountain Rush or something, and I'm like, what the fuck does Mountain Rush taste like?
Is that like bear droppings? I mean, what's a Mountain
Rush? I
don't know,
you know, or Alpine Extreme. And I don't know what that's supposed to taste like. So I'm very hesitant because the few that I have tried just taste terrible. So I try to stay away from all those rock stars and the monster and all that other shit.
Last Friday, or no, maybe it was earlier than Friday. I think maybe it was last Thursday. I was going with Jasmine X down to watch a gymnastics meet.
What?
And forget about that part and listen to this part. So we stop and I'm really, really thirsty.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any cash. And the place, I grabbed a water and some cashews, but the chick at the register at the gas station said, oh, we charge you if it's under $5. So I grabbed a Sobe Berrylicious or something, energy drink, not knowing it was an energy drink.
So you're
drink.
Using a credit card or something?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense.
I swipe my credit card, get it, and start drinking it. It's been a long time since I had that much caffeine in one sitting. Jasmine X was pissed because I would not shut up the whole trip down.
How far is the drive?
About an hour.
Oh, man.
And then when we got there, I wouldn't shut up.
What was it? What was the flavor? What was the...
Berries and crank. Oh, yeah.
Well, at least that one had berries in it. A lot of these have no... And then they're like opaque.
It didn't taste like berries.
Solid colored, you know, or in cans or something. And I have no idea what they're supposed to be flavored as.
It tasted like grape soda and caffeine.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, the Game Fuel.
But it was berry.
I thought was pretty good. The deal is for Friday, I'm just going to charge $10 if you want pizza and all you can drink Game Fuel / other drinks.
I think we should have a Game Fuel chugging contest, but you need to lay down a tarp.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, we're going to have to do outside in the back porch just in case somebody starts hurling.
You need to make sure that they hurl over the entire porch because I guarantee that stain won't come out.
Jeez, yeah. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Halo 3 coming. It's about a day and a half away now if you're going to get it at midnight. I probably will pick it up at midnight. Mondays are very bad for me. I have work, and then I have a three-hour class in the evening, so I actually won't get out of class until close to 9 o'clock. And I got mine pre-ordered at GameStop, and their lines are supposed to form at 9. I'm not too concerned about not getting one since it's pre-ordered, and I hear they're going to have, what, 500,000 of those legendary editions?
Yeah.
So it's not like it'll be, like first come, first serve. I should have mine. I just don't want to wait,
I'm not going to wait in line. I'm just going to go in on Tuesday.
Yeah, just to get it on Monday night, because I won't even be able to play it for that long, because then on Tuesday, I have the same schedule as I do on Monday. I work all day, and then I have a three-hour class in the evening, so I won't get a whole lot of gaming done until probably at least Wednesday, and then I'll probably be tired from the first 2 days, so it may very well be that I don't even get a good chunk of Halo in until probably Friday, the day we have the LAN. But in preparation, I have been playing Halo 2 PC, because I've never actually finished Halo 2, and I started this on Legendary, because I thought, Halo 2 on a PC, I get to use my mouse, it'll probably be too easy.
No.
But, oh my god, dude, those guys just... They come like two or three times as many people to kill, and then they're like two or three times harder to kill, and then you're like two to three times easier to kill. So there's lots of times where it's just, there was a boss battle, I think when I was doing the Oracle or something, when I was as the Arbiter, and you have to fight, did you finish Halo 2?
Yeah, long time ago.
And you have to fight the one guy that makes like two clones of himself.
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, he makes two clones of himself, and you have to kill only the main guy. The other two clones, basically, when you kill them, he creates another clone. So,
are you talking about the little blobby guys?
No, he looked like he was an elite. He was an elite that was like starting an uprising.
I might not have even noticed that he cloned himself. Just thought there were two elites.
No, there's three of them. He clones himself twice, and then so you're trying to figure out which one to shoot and stuff. But anyway, that part I must have played like 30 times. Because where it had saved me, where I had died, I died in a very, very bad spot, and it saved my progress in a very, very bad spot. So I would spawn, and like if I didn't do the exact right thing, I would die within 5 seconds.
Nice.
So that really sucked. I kept having to try it over and over and over. And I think finally I figured out that if I jumped a certain way or certain direction, I was able to like go up there and slash him with a sword. But anyway, it was just really painful to do that part. And then I was like, okay, finally I got past that part. And then I would do other sections, and it would seem like sometimes it would be saved. I'd go forward and die like 15, 20 seconds later, and then it would restart me, and I'm like, oh my god, it saved my progress from 15 seconds ago. And now I'm like 15 seconds further into the game, and it saved me. I was like, that was sort of pointless. I have a check auto save point like so close. And I was like, whatever. So I kept playing. And then there was a part where I fucking did a huge section, probably an hour's worth, and then I died, or maybe 45 minutes worth, and it sent me all the way back. I'm like, that's retarded. In certain sections, you go 20 seconds and it saves your progress again. Other sections, you go 45 minutes and it knocks you all the way back. I'm like, what the shit is this? And then another thing is I had quit gaming for like the day, I guess. I left it running, Halo 2 running in the background, but eventually I couldn't get back to it, so I saved and quit. And then I came back to it the next day, and it sent me back like a whole level. Because it said that the progress level didn't match what was on my Xbox Live, so if nice. I could continue without achievements or restart the level. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I had to restart the level and do that all over again. So it's going really slowly, getting through this game. I think I have like 7 chapters. I think there's 17, something like that. And I've done like 10 of them. So I was supposed to do a whole bunch of those this weekend, but I didn't get a chance to. On Friday night, I actually saw the Resident Evil 3 movie.
Yeah, how was that?
Pretty good. We had sort of a mix-up there. You were supposed to have gone... Here's the deal. You message me and say, hey, let's see Resident Evil 3 this weekend. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, actually, let's do it tonight. There's a showing at 10:30. And, there's argument here of what it was actually said, but... You thought that I said midnight, and you said it was too late. You had to do packing, and then I got all pissed off because, like, you're retarded. It's 10 o'clock at night.
And then you said, oh, we're going to go to the one right next to your house, not the one at
South
Lamar.
Yeah, it's like, you're retarded.
And I said, oh, okay.
It's 10 minutes from your house. It's 2 hours long. It's 10 o'clock on a Friday.
I've got tickets?
Then I said, hey, I got tickets for 10:30, but I didn't say I got one for you.
Well, I just kind of assumed since you had
But I didn't know you were going because you were saying, oh, it's too late,
but I had said that I was going to.
Well, in any case, I ended up getting tickets for a coworker of mine and then my brother-in-law. And
your brother-in-law?
Mike.
He's not your brother-in-law.
He's not? He's married to my sister-in-law. Doesn't that make him my brother-in-law?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that works that way.
Doesn't that work that way in Egyptian culture?
No, he would be... are you older than him?
Yes.
You would be his uncle, but he's not your nephew.
Okay. Well, anyway, my brother-in-law, who I didn't think was going to go, he decided he was going to go ahead and go, and I was surprised that two other people besides you actually wanted to see this movie. I tried not to
Zombies?
See reviews. Yeah, I know.
Naked
I tried,
women?
There was no naked
kicking
women.
Kicking ass?
Kicking ass there was.
Kicking ass and zombies.
Yeah. There's well, a lot of there's which, a lot of Mila Jovovich nippleage in this movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. She must have been filming in very cold climates a lot.
I have a coworker who
no
names
brush.
All of his machines after characters in movies that she's been in. So he's got like the Red Queen after Resident Evil, and he's got, I don't know, whatever her name was in The Fifth Element. And
Lilu,
and then he's got one named Ultraviolet.
Violet.
Or Ultraviolet, I don't know. Yeah. He's all about the Mila.
He's all about Jovovich, huh?
Jehovah Bubba.
You know, and she can pull off no bra because she's probably got eight and a halfs, maybe.
Eight point fives.
But so she can pull off the no bra pretty well, but she's got some pretty good sized nipples, I'll tell you that. And they're prominently displayed throughout the movie.
They're like the erasers on the pencils that you get at Disneyland that are like a foot and a half long.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to call those smuggling peanuts. Girls that would come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, those
look.
Aren't peanuts. Those are a little larger than that.
But anyway, so the movie itself, I'll warn you a little bit. I'm probably going to spoil a good portion of it. But if you haven't seen it
Let
by
me
now,
guess. She kills zombies.
She does kill zombies. You're right.
And there are clones of her.
There are clones of her in the movie.
Okay. I'm going through Japanese video game cliches.
Okay.
She fights herself.
She actually does not fight
she
herself.
She does not fight herself.
No, she does not.
She's under remote control.
There is a section where she is under remote control. Are you sure you didn't see this film?
I did not see this movie.
I can tell because you said she fight herself. What else? You're guessing pretty good here.
Are there's no aliens anywhere, though.
There are no aliens.
Okay. But there's got to be more bioweapons, of course.
No more bioweapons.
So none of the tongue lashers or the dogs or the crows?
Oh, you mean infected.
Infected things.
Yeah, there are definitely
So they need
more
to have the crows
things.
Because they didn't have those yet.
They added the crows that are infected, yes.
Do they have a giant shark?
No shark.
They didn't jump a shark.
They did not. Well, that's... I think they jumped that shark in the first movie, but... No, they didn't jump any real sharks or fake computerized sharks either.
And since it's a really shitty action movie, I'm going to guess that there's a whole bunch of guns that never run out of ammo for some reason.
Actually,
except...
In crucial times. Right. Yes. I don't think the gun ammo thing really bothered me, but there were times where guns actually did run out of ammo. What do you do in a movie when your gun runs out of ammo? What do you do with your gun?
Beat somebody with it.
No, you throw it at the enemy like it's going to do something.
No, you beat them to death with it.
Not in the movie.
Haven't you ever seen, was that movie with gun katas?
No.
It had Christian Bale and, it's an awesome movie.
I'm not a big Christian
Bale fan.
It's
like The Matrix combined with 1984.
I have not seen that movie.
Oh.
Was it Equilibrium?
Equilibrium. That movie is awesome.
Somebody was talking about that movie last night just because they were talking about Christian Bale and Batman. And somebody brought up Equilibrium, which I have not seen. So I just took a shot.
It is an awesome, terrible movie.
So they have gun katas like in Final Fantasy VIII?
Well, when he runs out of bullets, he hits a button on his guns and prongs come out.
Uh-huh.
And he uses them to beat the crap out of people, okay. The butts of his guns.
No, in typical Hollywood fashion, when your guns run out of ammo, you throw them.
No. That's not what you do. You beat people to death with them.
I'm not saying that's the correct thing to do. I'm saying that's what Hollywood does. Did you ever watch the second season of... Oh my God. The Venture Brothers?
Yes.
Do you remember there was an episode where the moth...
Where they... The moth... Not the Mothman's, the Pharaoh's guys shoot guns at them, and then they run out of ammo.
And he throws
it.
And he's like, dude, we have more ammo.
you have to go get that.
And he's like, damn. Exactly. That was so funny because it's so true. They always throw their damn guns, and that happens a couple times, I think, in the movie.
But, now, if they shot put the gun at them, so they might hit, maybe.
There was a guy, you do know there's a setting in Vegas, part of the movie set in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys goes up the Eiffel Tower, which is part of the Paris casinos, you know, one of the little structures.
I had heard that
it's a little version of that.
Vegas, all of the major casinos in Vegas were undestroyed, but every other smaller building was destroyed.
No, because I didn't see Excalibur. They must have not paid.
Yeah, they must have not paid.
It's like, look, if you don't pay us, we're going to destroy your building in this movie. But anyway, so the Eiffel Tower for the Paris casino is still there, and somebody gets sent up there to be a spotter. And he runs out of bullets. Mutants start climbing up the Paris Tower, and he throws a gun at him. So, yeah.
I'm guessing that doesn't work too hot.
No, he dies.
Oh, that's what I figured.
As you probably could have guessed. But the movie itself wasn't too bad.
Just so you know, if there's ever a zombie attack, you know what I'm going to bulk up on?
What?
Chopsticks. Why? Eye to the brain. That's all you need to do. Stir it up in there.
Well, yeah. Another thing, look. If you're a good guy and you've been fighting zombies with your friends for 6 to 9 months or whatever, you're running from the zombies, and you get bit, tell someone, please. Don't try to, like, mingle back in the crowd when you know you're infected and, like, that bite just looks horribly infected and growing and stuff. You're going to turn into a zombie.
That's not what happened in Requiem for a Dream.
There's no zombies in Requiem for a Dream.
Well, we had a horrible arm scar, and he didn't.
Well, that was because he jacked up his arm doing drugs.
Oh, that doesn't count?
No. No. But there's a. Didn't that happen in 28 Days Later where somebody got infected and he was like, no, no, I'll be okay. And she just shoots him in the head or stabs him in the head, like, immediately?
He doesn't say, I'll be okay. I think he says, you have to kill me.
No, no.
You're talking about the dad.
No, there's a part where one of the. What seemed to be one of the major characters gets infected and he instantly gets killed by his friends. And he's like, no, 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 wait, wait, wait. Boom. Dead. But this guy, so anyway, in case you haven't figured out, one guy gets bit at the beginning, and he
refuses. And it takes him an insanely longer time than it takes everyone else who's been bitten, too.
Correct.
Okay.
So for him, it took, like, days and days. But, so anyway, and of course, he turns into a zombie, and it didn't even turn out that well, because you'd figure he'd be wreaking some sort of havoc from the inside. But no, he pretty much gets killed instantly, so it was kind of pointless.
Good.
As far as the ending, I'll just say that, well, it's not like I'm ruined anything, but
did they get on a boat or an airplane or a helicopter and fly off into the sunset?
There was a helicopter.
All right.
And some of them did fly off into the sunset.
Now,
but
now
not,
was it,
not Mila Jovovich, though.
Now, was it a huge load that couldn't possibly support the amount of people per fuel for where they were going?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing.
So was it like New York to Hawaii?
No, it was from Las Vegas to Alaska.
Yeah,
in a helicopter.
That's not going to work.
With like 20 people in it.
That's not going to work.
So where are they going to find helicopter fuel along the way? But
wow.
But anyway, here's so it's a story about these
of a man named Brady.
No, it's a story of these survivors, uninfected survivors that have formed a convoy and basically keep moving. They avoid
did
all
they
the
play
major
the song
cities.
Convoy?
They did not play. That would be awesome. But they did not play the song The Convoy. But they move from small city to small city or small town to small town, getting fuel, picking up weapons and food and medicine and shit like that. And really with no goal. They just seem to be roaming around. They try to stay away from the major cities because they figure that's where the concentration of the infected are, so they try not to go there. The only reason they end up in Las Vegas is because Alice, who Mila Jovovich plays, finds a log or a diary from one of the people that got infected. I think he ended up hanging himself. And it said that there was uninfected people in Alaska. And so they're like, you know, we don't really have a goal. Let's go ahead and try to make it to Alaska and see what happens. But they needed fuel. And I'm thinking, if you're so concerned about fuel, why are you driving an H2 Hummer?
What?
Yeah. There were like two people in an H2 Hummer were the head of the convoy. Claire Redfield, who was head of the convoy, who's actually played by Ali Larder, who's in Heroes. It took me a while to figure out.
I don't watch Heroes.
You don't watch Heroes? Took me a while to figure out who
Tarantino
that was.
Last week, he talked about Heroes.
Uh-huh.
He said, what the fuck is Heroes?
Heroes is actually pretty good. I actually liked it. I've been watching the series slowly. I'm only on like episode 7
of
the first season.
This is the one where people try out to be a superhero?
they don't try out to be a superhero. They sort of discover their powers.
So this isn't... Oh, no, maybe I'm thinking of Who Wants to Be a Superhero or something,
maybe,
with Stan Lee.
Maybe. This is actually a comic book drama. It's actually pretty good. If you like comic books, and I know you do, you probably would like it.
It's not like Smallville, is it?
No, no. Okay. It's not a teenage drama. It's an actual...
Dawson's Creek with kryptonite.
No, no. It's an actual comic book drama in the vein of, like...
I think we've already put really the Jaded and like. Jaded Gamers today. Yeah.
It's pretty good. You should check it out. But anyway, Ali Larder plays a character in that show. And in the first scene, she comes out, she's wearing these big sunglasses and a cap. And I'm like, wow, that chick looks familiar. But later on, when she takes them off, I'm like, hey, that's that chick from Heroes. So,
but is it it's the same actress that plays her in the second movie, isn't it?
Claire Redfield's in the second movie?
Yeah.
They didn't. They looked like they hadn't met in this movie.
Are you sure? Maybe it's not Claire Redfield. Who's the other one?
Oh, Jill Valentine.
Jill Valentine is in the second.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Claire Redfield is Chris Redfield's sister.
Right. Who is Nemesis in the Chris, movie Continuum.
Yeah. Claire Redfield was in Resident Evil 2, the video game, but not Resident Evil 2, the movie.
I see.
But anyway, so Redfield ends up being Ali Larder, and she's the head of the convoy. And where the hell was I going with this? You made me forget what I was talking about.
Fuel inefficiency of the H2
Hummer. Oh, right.
Hummer.
So she's driving this H2 Hummer, and she has, like, another passenger with her. And I guess maybe they have equipment in the back. But I'm like, you know, if you're really concerned about fuel and it's the apocalypse and no new fuel is being made and you're traveling, scrounging for fuel, you probably shouldn't be driving an H2.
Well, you got that going.
You know what I'm saying? Now, they did have a big tractor-trailer tanker. So I guess that would be okay, but the tanker has to run on diesel, right?
Right, but diesel is pretty fuel efficient.
But diesel and gasoline, which the rest of the vehicles ran on, aren't the same thing. So where the hell are they holding all that diesel or all that gasoline? Logistical things you're not really supposed to think about when you're watching this movie that I thought about.
You would be surprised how large the tanks are on a diesel truck.
Yeah, I know they're pretty big, but in any case... So they decide to go to Alaska, and they decide they need to go to Las Vegas. And, of course, Las Vegas ends up being completely covered by sand.
That's amazing. I don't remember
them having to. They rationalize that there was nothing to keep the sand out. I don't know what that means. But in 3 years, it was completely covered with sand.
What normally keeps the sand out?
I don't know. Apparently humans have some sort of sand-keeping out ability by being alive.
Sand repellent?
I don't know.
They stole Batman's utility belt. Which
and anyway, Mila Jovovich ended up being tracked by Umbrella, who are like, according to the graphics for when they show the underground layer of Umbrella, they're like 800 or something stories below the ground, which is sort of ridiculous. And so anyway, all those people in Umbrella still wear suits, still very clean. And Wesker, the head of Umbrella, he always wears sunglasses.
Back.
Yeah.
But he got eaten in the
Wesker
last
got
one.
Eaten? I don't remember too much.
Maybe it's not Wesker. Maybe it's just a different evil Umbrella guy.
Anyway, Wesker's always wearing sunglasses. Everybody's all clean cut, wearing suits, while everybody above ground is all like ragged and shit. I'm like, really, why are you concerned about suits? Why are you wearing suits? It's the apocalypse, you know? End of the world. There's nothing.
Yeah, but they're golden.
Who are you trying to impress?
That's each stupid. Other? They still have to get laid.
Whatever. It's retarded. Anyway, and everything below level seems like it's perfect, and everything above level is all jacked up. But anyway, so the whole movie, they're trying to get Mila Jovovich because the key to uninfect or training the infected is to do something with her blood. She's also developed psionic powers, apparently. Is that in 2?
Yeah, she does that at the end of 2.
Okay, so she has that power in 2. And at the end, the doctor ends up being the main evil bad guy. He turns into Tyrant. Remember Tyrant from Resident Evil 1?
I do remember
1?
Tyrant.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. Is he a blonde guy?
I think he is blonde.
Because the villain in Resident Evil 2 was a blonde dude that wore sunglasses.
Oh, that's Wesker.
But he gets,
in the movie, it's Wesker. I don't know who it is.
No, in the movie Resident Evil 2.
Oh.
He gets thrown to the zombies and is eaten by... Specifically eaten by the doctor that was in charge of the whole thing in the second movie.
They don't.
So maybe he gets infected and they cure it and all that good stuff.
They don't explain him getting rebuilt or cloned or...
$6 Million Man. Okay, let's talk about...
No, wait, but I want to say at the end, I thought this was the end. It's a cliffhanger ending.
Oh, they're going to make 4?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you know, you don't really have much legs on the series left. It's already run out of steam.
They can kill black people. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Mexicans next.
If it's an Ubisoft movie, it might kill Mexicans.
No. The Resident Evil 4.
If it's a Capcom movie... Oh, those are Spaniards.
Spaniards. Yeah. His Spaniards, as I like to call
His
them.
His Spaniards.
Well, it's South America.
No, they were in Spain.
They were in Spain?
How long did you play Resident Evil 4?
Yeah.
They were in Spain. That's why they were Spaniards.
Oh, I thought they were Spanish people in South America.
No, they were in Spain the whole time.
Because the villagers were really dark, while the rest of them were really light, so that's kind of...
I don't know, maybe they were tanned. But in any case, it was in Spain.
Oh, I see. The virus from Resident Evil 4, the game, was actually made to self-tan people, but mutated. I see.
Right.
I understand now.
Anyway, if you have very, very low expectations of the movie, you'll actually enjoy it.
I have no good expectations.
Then you'll probably enjoy the movie. You know, I'm glad I saw it just because I had seen the first two, and, you know, Mila Jovovich nipples are pretty cool, I guess, as far as nipples go. Anyway, so yeah, that was a little, that's what I did Friday. And that's what kept me from playing Halo 2 PC, and then on Saturday, I actually ended up playing a lot of Eternal Sonata, which you trashed. You actually picked it up, which I was very surprised.
I did pick it up, and I'm wishing I picked up Blue Dragon.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not wishing. I'm actually enjoying Eternal Sonata quite a bit.
I played the demo of Blue Dragon, the hour-long demo.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed all the powers and the battle systems.
See, I did not like all
but
that shit.
But the story was, oh god, and Eternal Sonata. See, this is what I'm going to say. I'm fucking tired of JRPG stories.
You shouldn't buy JRPGs.
They need to go back to the way it was in the mid-90s, where they had characters that weren't 14 or younger.
They're always 14.
No.
The Light
Final
Warriors
Fantasy 8, 9, and 10. They were not 14, 15-year-old characters.
Well, mine they were. Nine, they were little, like, super deformed kids.
Yeah, but that's not really the same thing. Those aren't even humans.
And 10, yeah, they were grown up. Well, wasn't Yuna and all of them, they're like 18 or something?
That's still better than...
14.
14.
So the characters in Eternal Sonata are Polka, who's a 14-year-old girl. Allegretto, or Reto, as the little kid calls him. He's 16.
And they live...
Beat is 8. And then Frederick Francois Chopin, who's 39. So I'm thinking...
But he looks like he's 12.
No, it looks like he's probably like 24.
But, and they live in the city of Retardando.
It's not Retardando. It's Retardando.
Same thing.
And well, she lives in the city, the village of Tenuta. Tenuto, I think so. Yeah. But anyway, how much did you play?
Like 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours?
Well, I've got the first three achievements, the... Chapter 1, 2, and 3.
You got through the first three chapters already?
Yes.
And you hate it?
I absolutely hate it.
Wow.
It's too easy.
So what did you think when you got to the part where Chopin comes out and meets Polka, the 14-year-old girl?
With the flowers?
Like, yeah, and she's like, I want to show you something.
Yeah, and I was like, all right.
But we need to go in the forest. Like, at night? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it does. Sounds all right.
And I'm thinking, there's a 39-year-old man taking a 14-year-old girl actually the girl's taking the man, into the forest. And then she says later, when they're talking about the little flowers that glow, that they only bloom at 2 a.m. And I'm like, so it's 2 a.m. in the morning, and a 39-year-old man is taking a 14-year-old girl out into the woods. There's nothing wrong with this.
This is Japan we're talking about here.
I guess.
Isn't that the age of consent in Japan? 12 or 14?
I have no idea.
Creepiness.
So that was a little strange. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It was...
The cutscene right after that?
Well, the one where including it's called Photos?
In that cutscene combined with the one after that, and then the one after that, where the guy lives in Fort Castle.
Forte Castle.
Yeah, but they say Fort Castle.
No, they say Fort
I have it on the Japanese audio, and it says Fort Castle.
I have it on the English audio. So what about it?
So I started a pizza. I was cooking a pizza.
Uh-huh.
It takes 45 minutes to cook that pizza. 45 minutes.
45 minutes to preheat the oven, put in the pizza, and cook it?
Right.
Okay.
So I have it preheated. It preheats. The cutscene's still going. I see pictures of Chopin's homeland. It's preheated. I put the pizza in. The cutscene goes, and it goes some more, and it talks about stuff that has no bearing on the game.
It's giving you a historical background of Chopin.
It has nothing to do with the game.
The game is about Chopin, you know, and his deathbed. So it talks about his life.
Talking about his masculine female lover is not...
What was that?
I don't know.
His lover is George Sand. And I'm like, George Sand?
Georgia Sand.
No, but it's George Sand.
It says both George and Georgia. The person went by masculine names.
Yeah, and apparently that he asked her, is that a woman? It was one of his quotes when he was asking a friend when he first looked upon her or something. And apparently she's very masculine and she smokes cigars in public.
Yes.
And
What does this have to do with the game?
What does she have to do with the game? Wow, that woman's hot. She's very manly looking and she's smoking cigars in public.
Yeah.
And she goes by the name George, who, you know, is a pseudonym for her, but... Yeah, and then I was like, how can they keep talking about it? So George and Chopin went to live together, and I'm like...
They went on vacation to a cabin in the mountains, and it showed pictures of the cabin and the mountains.
It threw me off when, in the cutscenes between these sections, are real-life photographs.
Yes, and they're nice. They're in HD.
Yeah, they're real-life actual photographs of, you know, Europe and Poland, you know, all around Europe, Poland, France, and... You know, different things where he lived and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're really taking me out of the game here.
Yes.
You know, we're playing a very, very colorful, cel-shaded Japanese anime-style RPG. And then for cutscenes, you're showing me photorealistic pictures and talking about the life of Frédéric Chopin and his masculine female lover.
Yeah.
And
and then as soon as that's over, you go into an area where you still can't save yet.
Right.
And you fight... goats with halos.
Oh.
Angel goats. Angel goats.
And I'm thinking, angel goats, why are we killing those? You know, they have wings, they have halos over their heads.
And we just walk over to kill them.
And you just go kill them. And well,
is
they
Chopin
do have...
Satan? I mean, what?
You have to remember that the whole game is supposed to be Chopin's dream on his deathbed. The whole game is supposed to be taken
so
part in his
So he dreamed
head.
About killing angel goats?
Well, they did have fire on their feet.
Do you remember
that flaming... Maybe there were, you know...
So, I'm going to give the game more time. I'm going to finish it. But... Goats.
Dude, that section, after you've killed all those angel goats, you get to a bridge. And you can't cross it.
Until you feed them
paper.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, look, you just had no problem slaying angel goats. Angel goats.
But regular goats.
But regular goats, sans angels and... sans wings and halos, you're opposed to killing. You have to somehow convince them to please move off the bridge. And how do you do this?
By feeding them.
By feeding them scraps of trash paper that you find littered across the ground. And it looked really weird because this whole game, the towns, the villages, the pastures, everything is pristine. It looks so perfect. Like, I would want to live there. It's just so perfect. The creeks are perfectly clear. The water's sparkling. The sky is blue. The white puffy clouds. There's no trash anywhere. Even the vagrant kids are dressed immaculately. There's not a piece of dirt on anybody. And there's paper littered on the ground, which looks very odd.
We have to back up a minute here and talk about why the main character, Polka, was traveling with Chopin. See, she sells flower powder.
Right.
And there's tax on flower powder, so no one wants to buy it. And instead they buy... mineral powder,
right,
which has no tax on it. This is their reason for traveling.
So I like, they're a little idealistic. First of all, the little girl has magic to heal people. And when she uses magic, people freak out.
Because they think she has
a terminal illness. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that if you can use magic, the only people that can use magic are terminally ill. And people who use magic must be avoided because you might get that terminal illness.
Of using magic.
No. The magic is a byproduct of being terminally ill.
Yeah, but they haven't shown a single ill person in the whole game.
Well, she's supposed to be terminally ill.
Yeah, she doesn't seem very ill.
So her thing is, before she dies, she wants to travel to Forte Castle and convince the king, or the emperor, whatever the hell he is, to not tax the flower powder so that they may be able, her village may be able to sustain themselves again with the sale of flower powder, because everybody's buying the government's mineral powder. So I'm like, let me get this straight. The government has a monopoly on mineral powder and doesn't tax it. You're the only town that sells flower powder. You want to convince the government to stop taxing the flower powder so that they can sell more flower powder when the government gets no cut.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
So this comes from a mind of a 14-year-old girl, which I'm like, okay, you're just an idiot, you're 14, you're only different. Why would the government just suddenly say, oh, I'm sorry, were we cutting into your business? Sure, we'll stop taxing the flower powder so you can sell more of it. It's retarded. And then the other thing is, there's a separate band of kids This was Allegretto and Beat, who are homeless kids who live in the sewers, again, dressed immaculately. And
So they're homeless, right?
Right.
They have no money.
Right.
But Beat has a camera.
Right.
And he takes pictures with this camera.
Right.
And those pictures
are worth a shitload of
gold. Are worth like 10,000 gold.
That's a problem with the game is one of the powers of Beat, the little kid, is that he can't take photos of the fight
of
sequences.
Enemies, yeah.
Yeah, fight sequences. And he sells them for an obscene amount of money.
But he has no money and he's poor.
Right. And they have to steal bread to give to the other poor kids.
And the other character makes fun of him for holding the camera because it's never going to help him and he's never going to make any money with it.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it makes absolutely
no
sense.
Now you're asking me why I'm bashing this game? When we started, you're like, why are you being so hard on this game?
No, but it doesn't make it not a fun game. But to go further on that point of photos, the photos you can sell, I mean, we sold some photos that were like, oh, this photo is not very good. I'll only give you 400 and something gold. I'm like, are you serious?
There's no item that's even that cost.
The sword that you sell, the best sword that you sell is 40 gold. So you're giving me 10 times the amount that that the best sword that you sell is. Granted, this is the very first shop for this photo that's not very good. And then you have like 12 of them.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much buy anything you want at the beginning of the game.
You can buy out the shops, every shop in the town.
And they're still stealing bread. And they're still, and their goal is they get the bright idea that again they're going to go to Forte Castle
and ask them
not to tax
bread.
The bread because bread is essential for everyday life and they should not tax it. And they even note the only thing that isn't taxed is what? Mineral powder, which the government owns and sells.
Yeah.
So apparently there's something going on with the mineral powder that I haven't seen.
I haven't gotten to the point in the game where they tell you why this happens. I've seen the evil villain that. Is all about not taxing the mineral powder and making money off of it.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I don't know. So the game mechanics are actually pretty cool. If you've ever played Tales of Symphonia, it was actually made by the same developer as this game. I think it's not Trice, but I don't remember
If the
name.
Battle system gets complex when you move to party level 3 and 4, mm-hmm. then the game might be a little more fun.
So you thought it was very easy? I thought it started getting
Super
a little bit more
easy.
Difficult.
No.
Once we got to some of the later bosses.
When you're doing, you're attacking for 16 hit combos and then unleashing the major attack?
Yeah, I think it's because when we sold, do you sell back to a photographer to get like 4,000 gold per picture?
Yeah.
See, we didn't sell to the photographer. I was playing this with Mike. And we ended up selling, we didn't realize that until later. We already sold all our pictures and moved on. So we were selling for 400 a piece. So we didn't buy like a crap load of healths and stuff. So we were fighting.
You can't in the first town. You can't buy healths until the second town.
Peach cookies. You can buy peach cookies.
Oh, that's right.
And they're 1,000 health each.
I've got a shitload of those.
Exactly.
And you do
we
know
don't.
That you have to re-equip your items to be ready to use.
Yeah, you can only put 10 items for use at a time.
It was 12.
10. At least we can only do 10.
Maybe it increases after.
I'm only at party level 2. Hmm. But in any case, we didn't have that many. At first, we were like, oh, we would never need this many. So we bought all we could. But, you know, we thought we had a lot of money, but I guess we didn't.
So I didn't finish saying about we got off on the goats, killing the goats.
Uh-huh.
So after that cutscene, we got to the goats. And then the cutscene was like 45 minutes. And then getting to the goats was another 20 minutes because I searched the whole area every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the save point isn't until after that. So it was about an hour and 45 minutes between places I could save.
No, that's a lie. Because that's the last part we did. In fact, I saved right after the goats. Right before you get to the goats, there's a save. Right immediately before. Right when the go-go's pick up.
I must have missed that save. I wonder if there was like a dude
you know
standing
what?
In front
you know
of it
what you
or
didn't
something.
Do? You didn't go to the right. If you go immediately to the left, you do the goat little section. But we explored. If you go directly to the right of off the screen, there's a save point.
Off the screen?
Yeah, to the right.
Off the screen.
Off the screen. You have to search to the right of.
You should not have to search for a save point.
Well, immediately it says we should. The thing is, they say we should go search for what's her name, Polka, right? But I'm like, well, hold on.
She's already in your party.
No. She moves on to. Oh wait, what part am I thinking of?
She's already in your party by then. You've got them all in your party, unless I'm thinking farther past that.
Yeah, you're right. There's a save point right before you rescue her from that monster. And then you go in the goat little thing.
Maybe I didn't see that save point.
Well, in any case, what I thought was ridiculous about the goats, since you brought it up again, was that, again, you're okay with slaying the angel goats and you're not slaying these goats. You have to actually appease them somehow. But I'm like, dude, they're goats. Push them out of the way. They're little goats. Push them out of the way. Why must you appease these three goats? They're not even like talking goats or magical goats. They're literally just standing plain there. Goats.
You can actually walk between them.
Exactly. There's enough space to, but we fed paper to two of them, and the middle one stayed. I'm like, okay, just walk past them. Just walk past them. But no, there's an invisible barrier that prohibits you from walking past that goat. So you have to find those pieces of paper to feed it, which is just completely retarded. But the game mechanics itself, I enjoyed. It's an action game with some RPG elements. So it's sort of a real-time action slash tactical RPG, sort of. And I really like that a lot. I think it breaks up the monotony of seeing menus upon menus of crap and JRPGs, which is why I didn't like Blue Dragon. But at the same time, does offer some tactical...
I like the complexity of those menus because it allows you to completely customize what your characters do.
Well, yeah. I mean, this one lets you customize your special ability, and then there's two versions of that special ability. You can either be in the light or in a shadow, and depending on which, then you do a different special attack or ability, in the case of Beat, where you can take photos or whatever.
I'm going to finish up the game. Maybe my reboot view will be different.
Well, if you're 6 hours in, I doubt that it will change your mind.
Well, maybe the game will become a completely different game.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm pretty sure that the game is fully... exposed itself as what it's going to be for the remainder of the game.
Yes, I do feel like the game has exposed itself to me.
But I don't know. I thought it was pretty good, and I'm enjoying it. And another thing is you should try playing it co-op with Jasmine X. I mentioned that to you. You didn't even know that was a co-op.
I did not.
You know what I found out? I read the back of the box, and it says co-op, 2 or 3 players. I'm like, what the fuck? So apparently, since it's the same developers, the same thing in Tales of Symphonia, you start the game, don't look for the menu option for a co-op game because it doesn't have it. Start the game normally, go into your options, go into the second screen of options, which usually the RB or the right bumper or the right trigger, one of those, gives you more options, and then it says like player control, and you switch it to 1, 2, 3, or 4. So player control is always set to 1 by default, controller 1, but you can switch different characters to different controllers.
Yep, just like Final Fantasy 3.
Right. Anyway, that made it pretty fun because we were both able to enjoy the game, and I did. I would do the main character, and then all the subsequent characters would go to Mike. He'd play all the rest of the characters. So it was pretty fun. What else we got? So you've been playing Team Fortress 2?
Yeah.
And how is that possible?
It's already out. If you paid for it on Steam, you can already download it and play it.
Really?
Or if you got like I got, where you open up an HD 2900 video card, it comes with a code that allows you to unlock Team Fortress 2, Half-Life Portal, Half-Life Episode 2, and Dave Defeat Source.
So do you have Portal?
No, none of those. None of the rest are out.
Just Team Fortress 2.
Well, Dave Defeat Source is out, but that's been out for months.
So Team Fortress 2 is only one of those?
Yeah, and I've been playing it.
How much is it if you just want to buy it?
I don't know. Why don't you wait and I'll get you one of those codes.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
And that way, we both have an excuse to buy the 360 version when it comes out.
That's right. So that'll be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to Portal more than Team Fortress 2, but I'll try it.
So Team Fortress 2 has really awesome cel-shaded spy-style graphics. Really nice.
Like No One Lives Forever type style?
Yes. Okay. And I really like that. That's really a bonus to me. It takes almost no system resources. Cause I'm not even running the 2900. I'm running a 2400 on my Amnesia Center.
Mm-hmm.
Because all my other computer is packed up from moving.
Right.
So it runs at 60 frames per second. I don't have anti-aliasing all the way up, but the graphics are nice and simple and clean.
So it should run well on my 8800 GTX.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm willing to try that.
It's not great. I mean, it's not any... It's not going to beat out Halo 2. No, it's not even going to beat out Halo 2.
Not even Halo 2, huh?
But for the right price of free, it's awesome.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Jasmine X absolutely hates it. She hates watching me play it. She doesn't understand any first-person shooter where there's no story.
Oh, it's all multiple. Like Shadowrun, she probably hates too.
Shadowrun, she doesn't mind because she likes seeing all the powers.
Well, there's different classes and.
Yeah, but she's tired of me being an engineer and setting up and making laps between the refill station and my sentry gun to upgrade it. She doesn't really like that. And then she likes the spy, where you disguise yourself as the class of your choice, run in and backstab people.
Right.
But that's about it, as far as she likes.
Well, anyway, I am willing to give it a try.
I've seen this in other games, but the sniper is an Australian guy stereotype with the turned-up side hat. Why are snipers stereotyped as being Australian?
I don't know.
Is Crocodile Dundee a sniper?
No.
How about Yahoo Serious?
No.
No?
What about Steve Irwin?
Steve Irwin? No. He got sniped, but he's not a sniper.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I've also been playing Stranglehold.
Stranglehold for PC or PS3?
For PC. Or? We've got pre-release copies at
I thought
work.
You said last podcast that you were done with Stranglehold because you've been seeing it every day at work.
I've been seeing it every day, but now that I've seen the game being played, it's nicer than the demo looks.
Hmm. I'm surprised you're not playing that on the 360 to get your achievements.
Yeah, but I'm not paying any money to play on the PC, and I'm playing it on kick-ass 30-inch monitors at work. Okay. The 30-inch Dell ones, the nice ones. Yeah. But nut shots, it has special animations for when you shoot somebody in nuts, they keel over. Same for the kneecap, they hold their leg. Same for the foot. You shoot them in the face, and they cover their eyes. Blood shoots out from their eye. You shoot in the throat, and they hold their throat, and blood spurts out of their mouth.
What if you shoot them in the heart?
Nothing.
They just fall over.
They just fall over.
But if you shoot them in the head, they don't just fall over.
It has paths. One of the cool things this game has is, say you see a banister. If you look at the banister, like you facing your cursors on the banister, you'll see a path follow the banister. You get on it and hit an action key, and you'll slide on it like a rail and be allowed to shoot through it, and the whole world slows down.
Do like a movie action shot?
Yes, and one of the special powers after you shoot people in the nuts and you shoot people in all their special places.
The two-fisted twirl?
The two-gun twirl, and doves are released.
Nice.
Thank you, John. Is it John Woo? Is that
yeah,
that
John
guy?
Woo, that's right.
Yeah, doves. I don't know what the doves are about,
He does. He loves himself some slow-motion doves flying.
Well, they're in
Didn't you have those in Face Off?
Are there doves? I don't think Face Offs have the doves.
I thought it did. Anyway. Maybe think of something else.
So you were telling me about World in Conflict.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did you buy that?
No, I didn't. And it's too late now because it was on sale till yesterday. But it got obscene reviews, like 9.5, 9.8.
What's it about?
It's supposed
to be... A World in Conflict?
Yeah, it's sort of Red Dawn-ish. It's 1989, and instead of the Berlin Wall falling, Russia invades Europe. And so the Cold War never
that
ends.
That kind of... disregards all...
Yeah, it's an alternate history.
It's not just an alternate history. By then, the USSR was so crippled.
And maybe they figured...
In such disarray.
I didn't write it, okay?
They better be being helped by aliens or something.
In any case, the Russians attack Europe and the world goes in conflict. It's basically sort of like World War III. And
Except
the thing
there's
is,
a lot more
this
Bon
game
Jovi
has
being
been,
played.
This game has been... inaccurately described as an RTS. It's really an RTT, which is a real-time tactical game.
Oh, cool.
So there's not a whole lot of resource management. So you don't have to wait until until you get all this gold or all this, whatever the hell you would get in a war game.
Are we talking like a really nice graphics Advance Wars?
Sort of, yeah, but it's real-time. So it's like if Advance Wars were real-time and not anime. So, sort of. And... the other nice thing is, for multiplayer games, you don't have to wait for people to set up a game and start the game at the same time or not. You can actually drop in mid-game. As long as there's an open slot, you can drop in at any time. So that's pretty cool. It's got built-in voice chat and pretty good graphics. You need kind of a hefty machine to run it.
Oh, I can't run it on my media center machine?
I guess you might if you turn down some of the graphics and stuff. But it's supposed to be really nice looking, really well balanced, not too much... on the resources stuff, there's a little bit of resource stuff, but nothing too bad. So you can just kind of jump right in, and it's just overall a good game. It's supposed to have good single player and great multiplayer. So
and it's PC only?
It's PC only.
That's a strike against it.
Yeah, and, well, it probably would be hard to play without a mouse, I think. Most RTSs, RTTs, would be hard to play without a mouse. Now, turn-based stuff you can usually do on a console, all right, but real-time's kind of hard. But yeah, I decided with Eternal Sonata, Halo 2 I'm trying to finish, Halo 3 on the horizon, I just don't have the time. So I skipped it. Maybe later it'll be on sale for like $30 or something, I'll pick it up. But what is this Rule the Seas? What is that?
RuleTheSeas.com is a browser-based pirate game.
Did you play this on Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I did. my coworker, Demise.
Which is the 19th, by the way.
But as I call him, Denise. But his handle is Demise for You, and he turned me on to this game. It's really fun. You commit crimes like beat a whore, mug a midget, burn down the hold, and you get a ship, and you train your stats up, and you attack people. It's lots of fun.
Is there a whore bashing skill that you...
No, just strength, defense, speed, okay. and seamanship.
Okay. So they're really not whores, they're wenches.
No, you beat the whores. It's called beat a whore. That's the that's the crime that you're committing.
Okay.
But
So what type of game is this? Graphically...
Text.
Oh, it's completely text-based.
Well, it's not completely text. Like, there are items in your inventory. Those have little icons. Like, I've got a peg leg.
You don't have a battle screen, anything like that?
No. It's all text on the battle screen.
Hmm. That sounds incredibly boring. I'm the Pharaoh. Boring.
If you play it, send me a message and I'll give
Pharaoh
you...
Or
I'm
just
the Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. The Pharaoh.
No spaces. No space. Okay. Send me a message and I'll send you a couple million. I've been... Demise for You gave me an excellent... strategy for knocking around people that are much higher level than me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've been doing that.
Cool. And then you talked already about the Blue Dragon demo.
I love the battle system, but much like Eternal Sonata, my ears start to bleed when I hear the storyline and the characters talk.
Why is anime and anime-style games, like, the worst for voice actors? Like, they tend to pick, like, the absolute worst voice actors ever for those type of games and movies. In videos.
Like, female voices so shrill that you just want to stab yourself in the brain with a Q-tip?
Just, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's the direction or the actual actors, but it's just so terrible. English voice actors for anime-inspired anything just suck. They're so bad.
Their Japanese ones are better, not because they pick better voice actors, but because they talk softer.
And you can't tell.
And you can't tell.
If the inflection is bad, you have no idea. Because it's in Japanese.
Japanese with subtitles is what I always pick.
So Blue Dragon has that option as well?
It does, but not in the demo.
Yeah. It's pretty cool these days that they can do that, but I was reading a book called Game Over. No, not Game Over. I read that book before. Power Up by Chris Kohler. It's about how the Japanese revitalized the video games in the video game industry in the United States. And... I'm reading the section about how they ported over a bunch of the RPGs and they had to hack like so much of the story because of text limitations that Japanese characters, although they're more complicated, that they tell a lot more for a smaller amount of space. And so like Final Fantasy VI, the guy who translated it, Ted Woosley, his first pass had 50% too much text. And he's like, wow, I don't know how much more I can take out. But he reworked it again. And his second pass was like 15 to 20% still too much text. He was like, wow. So he had to basically chop off a bunch of the story. But as a testament to his translation, it still turned out really well. But it was crazy like how in those days, you had to basically shrink the story down just because of the textual limitations and the cart size. And now you get full-blown dialogue for English and Japanese on the same disc. And Eternal Sonata has the same thing. It's only one disc. Now, Blue Dragon's three discs.
Is it? I've heard it was four discs.
Oh, was it four? I thought it was three. Maybe.
It's
multi-disc. It's
multi-disc.
More than two.
Sure. I'm debating whether to pick it up if I can somehow get past the storyline. Oh, God.
And you can't skip them?
The story?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you might miss something important, like what you need to do next or something.
That's true. I hear there's a shitload of cutscenes in that game.
There are.
And
the demo had a shitload of cutscenes, and it's a demo.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't do photorealistic cutscenes that completely take you out of the game, like Eternal Sonata.
Like pictures of Chopin's piano?
Right. I thought you were going to say Chopin's penis for a second, but yeah.
His pianist. That would be himself.
Okay. Speaking of demos, I also tried a few demos this week. I know you're not going to be too interested in this. I'll make it brief. I played a couple of the NBA demos because I usually pick up the NBA 2K series.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Anyway, NBA Live... 08 demo came out first, and I did actually play it. I downloaded it, but didn't play it. Then the NBA 2K demo came out, and I was like, okay, now's a good time to play the game, you know, one right after the other, and see which one I'm going to buy. I was almost pre-biased on getting the 2K8 game, but I said, I'll try it. So I played a 2K8 game. It came, when you release a demo, you want to make people buy the game, right?
Right.
You don't want to keep people from buying your game. Okay. So they released a demo with no voices and no commentary at all. So you're playing this completely silent game, and there's no, like, people talking to each other on the court.
That sounds nothing. Like a case of the publisher wanting them to force the demo out to get some hype for the game.
It's getting negative hype. And the game plays all right, and it's more familiar to me because it's sort of similar to 2K7 and 2K6. But it just you don't realize how much it matters to have commentary, voiceover, and then players talking to each other It's incredible. It almost made the game unplayable, being completely silent. It was like, how did we play games in the Genesis and Super Nintendo and NES days?
What do you mean? NBA Jam had plenty of commentary. From downtown, he's on fire.
That's true. But before that, like the NBA Live games.
In fact, I request the commentary put in between sections on this podcast.
Welcome to NBA Jam!
For NBA Jam. I actually was playing that recently on my MAME cabinet. It's fun. But it's weird because...
Did you put in the code to play as Hillary Clinton?
No. Because when you play those old NBA Jam games, you're playing games teams with the stats for that year. Mm-hmm. And like the Dallas Mavericks had the best NBA record last year. And the year
they were not so good when the NBA worst Jam game was out.
The worst team in the NBA in that season.
Speaking of, my home team, the Niners, are undefeated.
Yeah, don't start.
How is that
possible?
Don't start
talking about Niners. No, we never talked about them before.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
They had the crappiest team ever. Yeah, 3-0.
Wow. Did they play today?
I don't know. Oh. I might be wrong. They might be 3-1 now. But somebody told me that, and I'm like, wow.
I think they only played two games.
I think this guy said they were 3-0. He said, you should be happy your San Francisco team.
Whatever.
I don't watch sports.
So I played the NBA Live game, and it did have, you know, the voiceovers and everything. And for the first time I can remember, I think the NBA Live game actually had better models. It looked like the NBA 2K8 game used the NBA 2K7 and 2K6 models.
Ouch.
And the NBA Live 08, for some reason, I don't remember the models ever looking that good. So I may end up getting the NBA Live 08 game. It's probably going to end up...
You'll probably get both.
It probably comes down to which one's on sale. Because I am more familiar with the 2K series.
Do we really need any games after NBA Jam? I don't think we do.
Well, they did try to bring back NBA Jam, and it didn't do very well.
But it was nothing like NBA Jam. I played
NBA Showtime, which was the same people.
NBA Street?
NBA Street. Oh, man. NBA Home Court's actually pretty fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's dropping down to $30. I was thinking of picking it up.
Is it for the 360?
Yeah.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I guess the NBA... What do they call it? NBA Street or NBA Home Court now? That's sort of the NBA Jam of the current day. But anyway, of those two games, I think I'm actually leaning to the NBA 08, which
if
is
if they could
really
bring in the boxing system from Fight Night into one of the NBA Street games,
I actually finished
awesome.
Fight Night. I finally went back and finished it.
That's a one-sitting finishing game.
I had to take a loss because I just could not beat this guy.
No, you don't.
No, I had to take a loss.
Do you need to restart the system?
I restarted it about 50 times, and this is a long time ago, and I gave up, and I put it on the shelf. Recently, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just fucking, if I can't beat him, I'm going to give it one more try. If I can't beat him, I'm just going to take the loss and move on. Because it kept me from playing the game, because I tried that guy like 50 times. I'm not kidding.
You need to use the Pharaoh strat, which is whenever you counter, put in an illegal blow to the face, and then just jab the cut.
Dude,
just like
I tried
boxing.
Everything. I tried everything I could think of. And for some reason, and I had Mike. Mike, you know, was pretty good Fight Night
he's
player.
He's an awesome Fight Night player.
And he's like, oh, it can't be that hard. And I said, okay, try to beat this guy. He tried him 3 times. I said, fuck this. This guy's unbeatable. Like, just nothing could beat him. And so I ended up taking a loss. And then after that, I just clobbered them. It was like something about that one dude.
You're not the first person I've heard say this.
It was like just one guy was unbeatable. And after that, it just became easy again.
It wasn't a featured fight, I hope.
It was my rival fight.
Okay. My rival ones are hard.
And, dude, I'm seriously... I could not beat him.
When he hit you pre-fight, did you block or did you get hit?
No, I blocked.
Then you should have won.
I tried 50 times, dude.
I don't know what to tell you.
Anyway, I said, screw this, and I just took the loss and kept going.
Now, I still don't have my achievements for that game, even though I finished it 3 or 4 times. They just won't register. My profile on my box says I have the achievements, but then when I go to load the achievements tab, they're not there.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the same thing for Settlers of Catan.
You lost all your achievements for Settlers
of
Catan?
I've got 70 of them, and I can't get any more. It just won't allow it. One of the achievements I don't have is play a moderate AI, beat 3 moderate AIs in a game. I've done that 30 times at least.
I have had problems with some achievements not registering. The very first time I can remember that happening was Project Gotham Racing 3. There was an achievement for watching 10 games online, just watching them. I must have left that thing watching games for an hour and a half. Never got that achievement. So there was some sort of glitch with it. And then another one was recently I had bought... Dig Dug because it was on sale. Remember that sale Memorial Day where they were all half price? There's three, not all. Three games were half price. That was one of them.
Nope, but I do have Dig Dug.
So I play Dig Dug. One of the achievements is to dig out the whole screen. Basically, you know, when in Dig Dug, when you dig out the dirt.
Right? That's got to be hard to do.
Yeah, it is, because you have to leave two guys. You can't leave one guy, because if you leave one guy in Dig Dug, he escapes. So you have to leave two guys in Dig Dug and avoid them long enough to dig the whole screen, and they get really fast towards the end. So you have to inflate them partway and then leave them and then take off and then inflate them and then leave them and take off and do the whole screen. And I finally did it after about three or four tries, and it didn't give me the achievement. And looked it up online, and some people were saying, yeah, it's glitched. Sometimes it doesn't give it to you. I'm like, fuck that. I give up. It's not worth 10 points.
Wow.
So that's another one I got ripped off on. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Achievements, they're not all perfect.
We already talked about the three PC games that were out.
Which were Stranglehold, World in Conflict, and Team Fucking Fortress 2, as you wrote it.
Yep.
So for the Xbox 360 release this week, you have nothing, to which I replied, really? Because we have Halo 3 coming out this week.
Well, except for when I made this, it was last Thursday.
And really, there is nothing else coming out for this week except for Halo 3, because publishers know better. Why would you release something the week that Halo 3 comes out? If you do, it better be the direct opposite of Halo 3. Like a completely girl-friendly game or a completely like kid-friendly game, because anything else is going to get trounced by Halo 3. So the one release for this week, Halo 3.
And the Xbox Live game was Geon.
What is that?
It's, I don't know how to describe it. You're a cube, okay. And you pick an emotion, and you have different powers based on that emotion, and you roll around a screen collecting dots like Pac-Man, and then you flip the screen and go onto your opponent's screen and go into their home to score. That's the game. Yay!
I have no idea what you just said.
Don't even worry about it. Don't buy the game. Just don't do it.
Okay. For the Wii.
My Sims, which Gay Brad loves My Sims.
He would.
He does. He says it has great motion control, and I believe him.
Now, were you telling me that he's still touting the PS3 as the powerhouse and that the Xbox 360 and the Wii suck?
Yeah.
What is wrong with that guy?
He thinks that because there were more movies on the Blu-ray version, the PS3 version of The Darkness, that means better capacity means better than. That's what he says.
Wow. Now, I'll admit, I'm sad that I didn't get those. I didn't even know they existed.
Extra cartoons.
I didn't even know they existed on The Darkness PS3 game. But that sort of sucks. But in its current state, the PS3...
Needs games.
It just, I mean, Black I'm PS3 not gonna, needs I'm not games gonna knock badly. Its potential. I'm not gonna knock its potential, but at current day, it really is crappy with regards to the games available.
And Lair is not the savior.
No, Heavenly Sword is a step in the right direction. I like that.
God of War 3 will sell.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to Little Big Planet. That's the biggest one for me.
Which has been delayed.
But it's really got to do something other than play ports of PC-developed games. PC and Xbox 360-developed games.
Especially released after the 360
exactly.
version.
Exactly. They'll release an inferior version of the PS3 game, of an Xbox 360
Not
game.
Inferior, it just doesn't have achievements.
Sometimes it's inferior.
Such as?
Like Madden had a worse frame rate.
Oh, yes.
What else was worse? There was another one, I can't remember. But actually, I'm thinking of one that was actually better on the PS3, Dirt. Got released recently and supposedly better on the PS3. So occasionally they do eke out a better version, but Dirt was like 3 or 4 weeks later after the PS3 one came out. I mean, the Xbox 360 one. So, I mean, it's got to do better than a slightly better game 3 weeks later, and definitely better than a slightly worse game 3 weeks later.
Yeah. They need games. They need to throw money at developers.
Badly, yes. And that's the thing is, they think that, hey, I'm Sony, you guys just make shit for us.
Sony needs to pay people to port games over.
That's what Microsoft did.
And publish them for them and make money as the publisher.
Microsoft's, insistence on being out first this generation is really paying off for them.
Yep.
They have a year head start on, they had a year head start on Wii and PS3.
And they gave all their developers developer consoles before the system launch, unlike Sony.
And what what they're doing is now reaping the benefits because the game developers are making the game for the 360 first and then porting it to the PS3.
Yep.
And so that causes problems for the PS3. One, it's got a completely different architecture. Even though it may be more powerful if you develop for it first, but then it's got stuff like less memory. So if you're used to having a huge amount of memory on the
your textures all have to be smaller.
Now you're working with half the amount of memory on the PS3.
So let me just make sure. Let me put this into perspective. You may have more space to put more things on the disc for the PS3, but you can't load as many textures into memory.
It's true.
So what's the point of that space?
I don't know. I mean, there's games like Eternal Sonata has like no load times.
Right.
Which is really nice. You go into battles and stuff.
Well, I think it's all procedurally rendered, so you're not really loading too many textures.
It's a very, very pretty game. Eternal Sonata has a very cool art.
If you want to show off an HDTV and you have a 360, your two games you need to get are Gears of War and Eternal Sonata, I think.
And Bioshock.
Oh, and Bioshock for sure.
Right. So, but Eternal Sonata is a very different looking game than Bioshock and Gears of War. Gears of War is more gritty and real. Bioshock's very artistic, and Eternal Sonata is very cartoony, but
it's beautiful.
Beautiful, pretty, you know, is the best word to describe it.
It's the closest to nicely drawn anime in a game so far.
Now, the polygon count of the characters isn't that high, but it doesn't really matter because they're shaded very nicely and intricately. So there's nice shadows on their faces and stuff. And I mean, there's still times where I'm like, wow, that looks pretty bad. Like when Beat was eating that piece of bread, he would hold it up to his face and start, like, his mouth would make a motion like he's biting off a piece of bread, but he really wasn't doing anything. Do you remember that? That kind of bothered
me. Yeah, I think I saw that on the Muppets.
But anyway, it's still very, very pretty, especially like the opening sequence when the sprawl across the land with the flowers and the fields and the overlooking the ocean. It looks really nice. So what the hell are we talking about?
We're doing
the
new releases.
It was textures of PS3. But
there's one more thing I wanted to say about the PS3. If you're going to build a system, the one thing not to skimp on is memory. Because there's nothing that drops in price faster than memory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we talked about this last time, didn't we? How the Epic guys insisted that they increase the amount of memory in the 360 to 512 meg. Did we not talk about that?
Nope.
We've been talking about this with somebody else. But yeah, apparently the reason that the Xbox 360 has as much memory as it does is because the Gears of War guys pretty much demanded it or really, really pressed for it. So, you know, it's good.
Wow,
it's good.
Microsoft listens to their developers. What a surprise.
Yeah, here's the difference. Sony was in a position of dominance, and they got arrogant and cocky.
As Japanese companies seem to do,
Nintendo did. And what happened was they just expected people to fall in line. They expected you to just buy their shit, even though it was $600. They expected developers to just line up to develop games for them. They didn't count on the year head start for Microsoft counting for anything, because, I mean, the Dreamcast had a year head start on the PS2, and that didn't count for shit. Right?
Right.
The difference was Microsoft has deep pockets. They bought off a bunch of people. They listened to the developers because they had to. They're a software company. They know about developing software. So they're more attuned with developers, which is why their tools are nicer. Their relationships are better with developers because that's what they are. They are developers of software.
When you talk about Microsoft, a lot of people don't understand that Microsoft is different than a lot of companies. They have no debt. Microsoft has never had debt. All money they use is out of pocket.
Right.
So if they lose that money, they don't owe any money.
Windows,
they just don't have it.
Windows has such a stranglehold. And office on the business sector that it's a drop in the bucket for them, to the money that they lose in the 360. They're definitely in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony, their
pockets are not nearly as deep because they're a hardware company and they have to dump hardware every generation.
You would think that they would be really rich, but when their game division suffers, their company suffers big time. You know, Sony is not the dominant player
that
they were.
Software, electronics, making anything that's physical, I mean, that has real components, costs a lot of money. Making software, you print software. The media costs nothing.
Right.
To lose that part of your company, to lose that part of your division, to lose out, is huge.
Yeah. I remember Sony being, like, the best, you know, back in the 80s and stuff. Sony was so expensive, but everybody bought it because it was quality stuff. And I got to admit, the Sony PS3
and PS2 quality.
are very well made. And I have a Sony TV and a Sony receiver, and I haven't really had any problems with them. But at the same time, there's other more elite brands now for electronics.
If you look at when CD Walkmans came out, mm-hmm. Sony was the last to have a CD player that also had a radio. Mm-hmm. They were the last to have a CD player that played MP3s, and when they built that, they did not build one with a radio. They only did their formats. They didn't do overburns.
Yeah.
They just have not been paying attention to their consumers. So that's...
Yeah, and they have a horrible history with media formats, right? We've discussed this before. UMD, Minidisc, Betamax, even the digital A-Track, ATRAC, instead of MP3. Even Microsoft has better luck than that. They with Windows Media WMV,
WMA.
Yeah, even they have better luck than Sony has. And now Blu-ray. Blu-ray is kind of like, I think, their best hit so far.
If it's going to stay a hit. As soon as all of those players come out that support both formats, it's going
to
be over.
I'm starting to think it's going to be more and more like the DVD plus R or minus R debate, where at the end it just didn't matter. No one ever won. They both won or they both lost, depending on how you look at it. Where the players ended up being the dual format.
I don't think that HD DVD Blu-ray war is real, just because it's not that far off until people don't have physical media at all and just have giant hard drives.
That's true.
With high bandwidth internet connections serving the movies.
Well,
if you look at, have you used Amazon Unbox?
No.
Amazon Unbox has DVDs. You pay them your $4, you get a whole DVD. And you can, for a little bit more, you can have them send you the DVD.
Wow. I know that Netflix is now doing movie downloads.
The quality is terrible, though.
Really? Is it? Yeah, I figured it would be.
It's not DVD. It's between DVD and VHS, and that's no good.
Wow. So it's like LaserDisc.
Yeah, DVD. With good sound. Good sound, though.
LaserDisc is between DVD and VHS.
So let's get back to our new releases.
Where were we?
We talked about My Sims and then got derailed.
Actually, we didn't really talk about My Sims, but that's okay. I'm not really interested
in it. So other games on the Wii are Cosmic Family. No idea.
Skip.
Fishing Master.
I'm assuming that's fishing with a controller. Skip.
Pool Party.
Is this swimming pool or billiards?
Billiards.
Let me guess. Use your Wii controller as a pool stick.
Q-stick. Of course.
Okay, skip.
Dewey's Adventure.
Now that I heard something about.
Don't know anything about.
I've heard.
Is it like Dewey from the Dewey Decimal System?
No.
It's a librarian, a book sorting adventure? No.
It's a Dewdrop. I know that. And if What's you pre-ordered that? It, you got this dual Dewey plushie. It looked a lot in style, or reminded me of, because I know a little bit about it.
It looked like a Blue Dragon.
No, slide. Like, what was that one with the electricity little dudes that you said you liked?
Elebits.
It looked like Elebits. I'm not saying it played or has anything to do with Elebits, but it reminded me of Elebits in this cuteness factor. But other than that, I don't know too much, so let's move on.
Warriors Orochi on the... Okay, we're starting PS2. Warriors Orochi?
That is Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And I think that's on 360 and PS3 as well, isn't it?
If it is, it wasn't listed in the new releases for GameStop.
It might not be, I don't know.
SingStar Amped?
And 80s, both came out. And we actually bought SingStar 80s. The girls love playing. The girls being my wife and her sisters love playing karaoke games. So this Friday when I went to go see Resident Evil, I'm like, you know what? You guys are going to be home. I'll pick up SingStar for you. Which one do you want, 80s or amped? And they looked at the song list. They're like, oh, we want 80s. And actually, before I went to the movie, had some time to kill.
Did they sing Girls Want to Have Fun as their first song?
Actually, I played it before they did because they were upstairs. I'm like, I have a few minutes to kill. Fuck yeah, let me play some of this. I try to sing We're Not Gonna Take It.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, I'm terrible. And then I try to sing, actually I try to rap. It's tricky. I found out I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible rapper.
But you're a brown person.
Actually, that doesn't really make you good.
Oh, well, I'm African American, so I'll try next.
I am very, you want to try it after this?
No.
I dare you to try. I'll challenge you to a rap off. I'll play for a dollar.
I would rather play Cabela's Trophy Bucks.
No. I'll play for a dollar. Come on. Cabela's. Come on, a dollar.
I don't have a dollar.
But you can owe me a dollar. I am terrible, I'll tell you right now. Are you gonna you're gonna decline that challenge?
I'll try it, but not for a dollar. It's not even worth a dollar.
All right,
to me.
Fine. But we'll try it though. But yeah, I am pretty bad at rapping.
I'll chug some more of this Mountain
Dew. And I found out that I'm pretty bad at most singing games. So when Rockstar comes out, I'm going to have to, you know, bring on singers because I cannot do it. I wonder if they're going to release a mic stand. That'd be pretty cool, so you can play guitar and sing.
I can only imagine the amount of TVs that will be destroyed by that mic stand falling over.
Falling forward.
Especially DLPs.
I'm actually going to consider getting a mic stand. That would be pretty cool, now think about it, because you can sing and play guitar.
Those are heavy. They also serve as a deterrent for intruders.
Anyway, so Amped is more of a modern, more upbeat songs.
Did you say 80s. Uppity?
I'm going to say upbeat. Ah. I started to say upbeat and then it got confused. But anyway, upbeat songs and the 80s, of course, 80s music. I'm waiting for an 80s mix that has like Metallica on it. They never have Metallica.
No. I would like some Metalocalypse songs on some.
But that's
mix.
Not really 80s.
I don't care. It would be awesome.
You know the Metalocalypse album's coming out soon.
I'm going to buy it, but I can't play it when Jasmine X is around. It drives her insane.
It's called Death Album.
Awesome.
D-E-T-H album.
Did you watch the premiere of Metalocalypse?
Season 2's out?
Yes.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
It's the one where...
No, I haven't seen it. No, I don't want to know. I'll see it later.
Oh, it's awesome. We'll watch it after this.
Okay. So then there's Cabela's Trophy Bucks, which...
Yeah, why?
PSP, Super Collapse 3.
Yeah, I've never heard of this game. And apparently there must have been a 1 and 2.
I guess.
Yeah, Super Collapse.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a World Trade Center game.
And for the DS we have, I'm just going to rattle these off, dude. 7 Wonders, no idea. Namco Museum DS, which is just more retro stuff. Nancy Drew.
Weren't there like 10 Nancy Drew games? Shouldn't this have more than just Nancy Drew?
I think this is probably the first one for the DS. There's a ton of them for the PC. I know they're pretty big with adolescent girls. Of which you're not.
I think every time you say adolescent girls, you need to get like a recording of Japanese schoolgirls squealing.
Oh, God, no. Digimon World Dawn and Digimon World Dusk.
See, Digimon is a Pokemon ripoff, for anyone who doesn't know. They're the GoBots of Pokemon.
Right.
So they're Pokemon with armor. Basically. Okay. That's that in a nutshell.
My Sims Wi-Fi, what's that about?
It's My Sims. Like,
is
for
it
the
a separate
Wii.
Game?
Yeah, but I think they interact somehow.
Mm. Okay.
Sonic Rush Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
DS Interactive Storybook Series 1. What the hell is that? You couldn't even list the stories for me?
Why?
You made this list.
That's what it was called.
All right.
Yeah.
Done. Let's move on to news events. So, big news. Halo 3 is coming out this week. Hey, look, I got this thing. Do you remember this thing?
I have one.
Yeah, this is
No, that's the one I gave you.
No, this is the one I got.
Wow.
This is a Target gift card. Xbox 360 Target gift card. It actually has a little button in the speaker. And I thought it was so cool that I bought it, and I put $10 on it, which I immediately spent. So, this is where I bought... I bought a PS3 one and a Wii one also. They had different types of gift cards for each of the systems. And this is the only one that had the speaker on it, which was pretty cool, but...
I had one for the Wii that had the...
Mine doesn't make noise, the Wii one. I got it from Target, too.
I got PS3 mine from one Target.
Doesn't make noise.
There's one that makes noise. Or maybe it was a blue light. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a blue. It lights up blue. That's what the Wii one does. Lights blue. And the PS3 one does nothing.
Just like the PS3.
Yeah, pretty much.
But up, up. We'll be here all week, folks.
Yeah, this is where I asked, well, how much is the minimum I can put on this card here? Which isn't even a card. It's a
See, I
plastic
get mine
thing.
From buying games at Target that come with $10 gift card.
Oh. And they said, one penny, sir. And I felt kind of bad, so I put $10 on it. Gave it to my wife. She shops at Target.
Wow, you should buy 1,000 of those for a penny.
Yeah. Anyway. What the hell is it? Oh, Halo 3. So, the Japanese apparently hate Halo because it's a first-person shooter. But Famitsu, possibly the most respected video game magazine in the world, comes out weekly even. Famitsu Weekly gave it a 10, 9, 9, and 9 from 4 different reviewers, which is
impressive
unheard of.
Yeah. For Japanese gamers.
For Japanese magazine to give a U.S. release, especially a first-person shooter that high marks, this is impressive until you realize it's the same thing they gave Halo 2, and Halo 2 sold like shit in Japan. So and the other thing is
dump truck of money from Microsoft.
Yeah, the thing is, the Japanese Famitsu magazine is really weird because it's one of the most respected, but it also seems one of the most retarded when it comes to big name releases. They tend to push big name releases a lot. And I do think they take money in some form, either directly or through advertisement or hookers or Coke or, Blow is Coke or something. Because
are you sure you're not white and from the suburbs?
No. But anyway, they've given, like, they scored the Gundam Crossfire game for the PS3 really high, and that game was terrible.
But Gundam games are always scored high in Japan. That's true. They love themselves Gundam.
But, you know, how can you say, or how can people say, and I know why they say it, is because it's true that they're so well respected, but how can they give crap games good scores? I'm not saying Halo 3 is crap.
People love Gundam.
But I'm saying there's something a little fishy about Halo getting a 10.
Maybe it's a Japanese thing that we're just not understanding.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're just infatuated with Halo just like we are.
Speaking about things that are exactly the same as old things, DualShock 3 announced. Guess which patents they're using?
The DualShock 2 patents?
That's right. Even though Immersion has come out with a better version of the DualShock technology, basically.
This just shows how full of shit Sony is. And the thing is, it's not even
now,
like.
Now, what
hard
was it that Sony said when the controller came out the first time was lacking rumble?
That's old technology.
And no. Really, what was the other thing they said?
That it was impossible.
That it was impossible
due to the
6-axis
controls.
And I believe I remember Immersion
saying bullshit.
Bullshit. We've already shown you the plans on how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And furthermore, the Wii does this.
Yeah.
The Wii has rumble and it has motion control.
And it's a smaller control.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they've gone back and once they've settled their lawsuit,
they could have settled, paid less for, and already had this.
Right. Like we and Microsoft did.
Yeah. Good job, Sony. Good job.
Well, Nintendo, Microsoft, not we. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. First you say it's incompatible with the 6-axis and the motion controls. And then you say, oh, why would you even need it? It's last generation technology. But then you actually do use last generation technology and put it into the same exact controller.
You know what's an old technology? Buttons. We still use buttons.
Well,
zippers. They're an old technology.
So what do you think?
I still have a zipper on my pants.
Are you going to go out and buy a couple of new DualShock 3s?
If they release patches for each game that I own on the PS3.
There are
going to
be some patches.
Now, I was thinking how crappy the motion control is on Warhawk 3. Mm-hmm. Or on Warhawk.
Uh-huh.
It's insane. You tilt the controller an eighth of an inch and your plane takes a nosedive. Complete nosedive. Now, you add rumble to that? What the hell is going to happen? I'm thinking that...
I thought you said that you played it with analog sticks.
I played it with both.
Oh, you just tried it?
Yeah. No.
So, are you going to go out and buy it?
When there's a game for it that I want to play. Like, maybe for Metal Gear Solid.
For Metalocalypse?
If there's a Metalocalypse game.
Metalocalypse Solid 4?
That's right. I'm in.
Yeah. I'll probably end up buying at least one. And it's supposed to be a little heavier, you know, more solid feeling. So that was kind of one of the things it's sort of weird because people complain that it was too light.
My cat carries that controller in its mouth, and it's a kitten.
So, I mean, it's not a bad thing to be too light. But
it also does that for the Wii controller. So, yeah.
So any release date for that? Have they said anything? I don't remember.
It's unimportant. It's unimportant until there are any games that support it.
Okay. So more Sony news, Ape Escape cartoons on Nickelodeon, or Nicktoons.
Which is the cartoon version of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I can hardly contain myself.
This goes along with the Tack and the Power of Juju cartoon.
What?
You remember that game, Tack and the Power of Juju?
Nope.
You don't remember that?
Nope.
It was a PS2 platformer.
Okay.
About this little native looking guy. Kind of South American native with the bowl haircut and the guys that do blow darts and wear grass skirts type of guy.
Yeah, those guys that don't actually exist anywhere in reality.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But it was kind of one of those dudes, and then he runs around a jungle and collects juju, whatever. I don't know. They made like three of those games.
Are we talking about circumcised foreskins here, juju? But
no. But actually, at Target, I remember going to Target one time, and they sell Slurpees, or Icees, which are the same thing as Slurpees, at Target, and they had Attack and the Power of Juju flavored Icy. Like, what the fuck? This is like some retarded game.
Maybe they thought it would do better than it did.
Do you remember Ty the Tasmanian Tiger?
No.
I was going to say, it's just about like that. It's sort of a third-rate platform.
That sounds like a D-list game.
Action game with what are those mascot action game platformer. Anyway, so they have Attack cartoon now. Not only that, not only they have Attack cartoon, but it's 3D rendered.
They have a Viva Pinata cartoon that's still going strong.
Viva Pinata, I actually like that cartoon. I saw the two demo ones and then the ones that came with the game.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like those. My little girl liked them too, so I should look for more of those episodes.
I can't
good.
Wait for Viva Pinata Party.
Is that like Mario Party?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe.
with achievements.
So more Sonyan use. Home is delayed. Home being their Second Life-ish Xbox Live killer application. So what's going on there? I'm really... You put this on the news here, so I didn't read the article.
They just delayed it. They're not ready.
To 08?
Yep, to 08.
Did they ever have a release date?
Yeah, fall 07.
Ah.
And I think this is one of those things. People love Second Life. I don't know why they love it, but I don't know why people love The Sims.
Yeah.
And I like The Sims, and I don't know why I like it. But these are the kind of things that will sell systems.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that are on that beta.
I'm not one of them, unfortunately. Yeah, I signed up.
Me either. So I guess we'll see. I'm not too distraught over that. What else? This is kind of disappointing. The Knights game for the Wii doesn't use motion controls.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed because I hate motion controls.
If you played... No, I said it was disappointing. I didn't say I was disappointed. Yeah, I'm sure most people thought it was going to have motion controls. So if you played Knights on the Sega Saturn, did you play Knights?
Did I have a Sega Saturn?
I didn't ask if you had a Sega Saturn. I said, did you play Knights?
Do you think I had a Sega Saturn?
Did you or did you not play Knights?
Hell no.
Okay. So Knights was basically a retarded game that for some reason people fell in love with. It was the game that introduced...
It's like Pilot Wings.
It was worse. It was a game that introduced the analog stick for the Sega Saturn. And actually came packaged with it. You could buy it, Knights and Sega Saturn analog stick all in one.
I remember that.
And it looked like, if you turned it upside down, the controller looked like Wrath of Khan's, Star Trek II Wrath of Khan ship, the one he commandeers, the one that looks sort of like an Enterprise but with shorter. Wow. Remember that?
Wow. Okay.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a big disc with like two little things that stick off the bottom of it. Anyway, the game is terrible. All you do is fly around, you just twirl the analog stick around, and he does loops. That's it. Oh, you can hit a button, and he speeds up. That's it. That's the whole game.
That's a he?
Yeah. It's like a jester-looking thing.
That's a he?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And that's it. And so what did they do for the Knights sequel on the Wii? Same thing. Use your analog stick, and any button you press, turbos. No motion controls.
It's like turbo 1, 2, 3?
Nope.
Next.
Yeah, Metal Slug 7 for the DS. I love
Metal Slug.
Now, you were saying, I didn't know there was a Metal Slug 7, and I said that's because there wasn't. Metal Slug 7 is going to be made exclusively for the DS. So if you're a big Metal Slug fan, there you go.
Which I am.
Except for you didn't know there was a Metal Slug 6. Or did you?
I did. Oh, okay. I didn't know there was Metal Slug 7.
Yeah, well, there is now. I have Judgment coming soon, sort of.
So it's $70. It comes with the camera. It comes with a playmat. It comes with a mount. And it comes with some starter decks, because this is a collectible card game.
Wonderful.
Now, that part makes me really sad, the collectible card game part. I really want this game, but I really don't want to pay for the cards. So I think I'm going to have to rob a GameStop.
So I have Judgment, to be a little clearer on what it is for those that don't know. I have Judgment is a collectible card game, as you said, but it comes with... Can you not crunch ice while I'm trying to talk?
I didn't know you could hear it.
So I have Judgment. You place down these cards on a mat, just like you would maybe a regular game, but the camera is placed overhead looking down on the mat, and it actually detects the kinds of cards that you place down and then animates them, is that correct? With monsters on the screen. So it's kind of a little bit of Pokemon, a little bit of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh
is sort of the same thing. You put down cards and then they kind of came to life. I guess it's more like Yu-Gi-Oh! And a little bit of Magic, I guess.
I love Magic.
I never played it in my life. So,
I think I have something like 30,000 cards for the Magic the Gathering.
And then it comes with the sequel to the iToy, which is, what are they calling it? iJudgment is the game.
I don't know.
I don't remember. But yeah, that'll all be for $70. What is that, a holiday release?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. I may look into that. I'll see how it...
Well, previews. If you buy it and you don't like it, you can give me your cards.
Okay. Well, you'll have the same cards. They're starter decks.
Are they the same? I don't know.
I don't know either. You're the one that plays these cards games.
It depends on the game. Okay. So for you, for some reason, you thought this was notable news.
I thought it was funny.
Dog swallows Wiimote.
Yeah.
That's one step away from swallowing a cock. I hope we swallow it at home.
How is that the same?
I don't see this as news. This is like cat falls down the stairs. I don't understand this. So
this family would give this dog apparently a dog had taken it upon himself to chew on this old remote. It's like a regular TV remote. And one day the dog started coughing and hacking up blood and stuff. So they're like, he'll probably eat the remote. So they take him into the dock, and they start. He starts coughing up pieces of the remote, the old remote. But then they find out the hacks up. They reach in there, or hacks up a whole Wii remote.
They're pretty small.
And what I'm wondering is if it still worked.
That is important news.
It's not important. It's just sort of funny. Anyway, all right, fine. Fuck you.
All right. Move on. Moving on.
Okay, so RE5. I wonder if this is under pressure of the racism, but so the RE5, which had how would you call them? Dark-skinned
zombified zombies. People.
Yeah.
Because they were in a dark-skinned part of the world.
It looked like it was in Egypt or Africa or something. Maybe not Egypt, but in Africa. People got all up in arms saying it's racist, blah, blah, blah. This is what we're saying, but it's okay to kill Spaniards in RE4.
Or white people.
Or white people. But, you know, if you kill black people, it's not like they didn't kill white people for four games. You kill black people in one, and they're like, oh, my God, oh, you're my racist. God. So now it turns out the setting is in Haiti. Haiti?
Haiti.
I can't believe I said Haiti. Haiti. I'm wondering if that was a change made after all the protests, like it was going to make it better. Well, the thing is that Haiti is supposed to be, you know, kind of voodoo central. So that's kind of the background to the game. So I may have been there.
So is Haiti an island?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Okay. So now we'll see if the racist things come back to haunt them because it's in Haiti. Haiti. Why am I saying that?
Haiti-ho. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on. 360 had a big week, or month, I should say. That was with the price drop and with Madden coming out. Their strategy was to drop the price of the 360 and coinciding with the release of Madden 08, and it seemed to have paid off. They've almost sold as much as the Wii that month. They sold 88,000 units compared to the Wii's 90,000, which was about three times what the PS3 sold, which is about 30,000. And granted, this is after the PS3 had its price drop, too.
Impressive.
Even the month where the PS3 had its price drop, it still didn't sell as many as the 360.
Awesome.
And now that the 360 dropped, it's selling a third as best, a third as well. And you have to remember, September has Halo 3 and the Halo 3 Xbox 360. So, you know, that's going to spike sales. So they're probably going to get crushed 2 months in a row.
Yep.
If the PS3 doesn't... And now,
and then after
they've also run out of 60 gig, apparently. There are no more 60 giggers in
stock. So you have to do 80 or what?
Well, Sony doesn't have any more 60 giggers. They're maybe still out in retail, but they've officially said that they're out of 60 giggers. They're done.
So if you want a good PS3, you better start hunting now.
Yeah, you better start
Remember,
hunting last week.
The 60 gigs are the ones with the Emotion Engine chip, as opposed, which is what ran the PS2. So if you run any PS2 games on the PS3 and have guaranteed good performance, you want to buy one of the 60 gigs. If you want
or 20 gig.
Or 20 gigs. If you want to worry and mess with the software emulation that's in the PS3, 80 gigs, be my guest, but it's not really worth it.
So for $100 more, you're going to get 20 more gigs of space, which is retarded, and a copy of MotorStorm, which you can buy used for like $40. And they rip out the Emotion Engine. So a great deal. They should at least start packaging with the DualShock 3. That would be nice. What else do we have? Three more Kingdom Hearts games down the road. Did you play any of the Kingdom Hearts games?
I did.
One or two? Or Chain of Memories?
One.
On the DS. Or was it GBA? GBA, I think.
It was GBA. I played the one, number one on PS2.
Did you play two at all?
Nope.
Did you not like one?
It was okay.
I haven't played any Kingdom Hearts games.
They're really beautiful. Or they were at the time.
Well, for those Kingdom Hearts fans out there, you're going to get three more down the road.
Now, do we know if those are PS3 only, like Final Fantasy 13?
I'm actually not sure. I would probably bet at least one of those is DS. Right? So
maybe it's DS, Wii, and 360?
Maybe DS, PS2, and PS3? I don't know. It's a Square game. Don't know.
Well, they are developing games for the 360.
I probably should have read that a little more closely.
Yeah, you probably should have, if you're going to put it on there.
Yeah. Moving on. Guitar Hero 2 is a new song pack, which I dubbed the Hardcore Edition. That's Trivium, Atreyu, and Protest the Hero. I've never heard of either of these bands. I read about them, and apparently they're pretty hardcore. So I'm still going to download
moving
them.
Moving on.
No, I'm still going to download those.
That's too much. Do not buy sound packs for Guitar Hero 2.
You're the one that bought the old songs that you already own.
No, somebody gave me money to buy them because he specifically wanted to play them on the new engine and see how they felt.
How did they feel? The same as the old one?
The same, exactly.
Exactly, okay.
He actually said it was a little easier to do hammer downs.
Okay, well, we can move on. We talked about Nintendo Power going out of business or, you know, shutting down.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did. Like a few podcasts ago. But it turns out...
A few podcasts ago.
But it turns out that they're not actually stopping Nintendo Power. They're not going to be in-house anymore. They've turned over Nintendo Power to Future US.
Nobody knows who Future US is.
And we had to look it up ourselves. They are the publishers of Official Xbox Magazine, the PlayStation Magazine, which is the independent PlayStation Magazine, not OPM. And then they also do Maximum PC, PC Gamer, and tons of guitar and snowboarding magazines. And curiously, one really stuck out like a sore thumb, Pregnancy, which
I believe we had
never heard of.
The first one was the Keep a Man Baby. That was the first article we saw in that magazine.
Keep a Man Baby?
Yeah. What? How to Keep a Man by Getting Pregnant.
Oh, Jesus. And when I saw this, I'm like, okay, they do guitar, snowboarding, PC gaming... Gaming console, what pregnancy? That must be something other than the obvious. Nope, it's about pregnancy.
What else could it have been about?
I don't know. I thought they were just being really clever.
What else could it have been?
I could not even picture. I was like, wow, if they made some magazine about model airplane building and called it Pregnancy and it made sense, I'd be really impressed. But
or maybe it's a really long acronym.
But in any case, it is literally about pregnancy.
Pretty so. Rad. Electric, guitar, noun, angry nun, came
with a C?
Came yearly, yeah.
Okay, well anyway.
Noun and cane yearly. Nun and no cane, I don't know.
So the point is Nintendo Power lives. It's just being
Future
published
US,
by an outside source now.
Future US has so many gaming magazines under their belt. They have all the ones that I would even read.
So now maybe you'll read Nintendo Power.
No.
I'm not sure if they're changing the format. I suspect that they will. I'm not even sure if they're going to keep the same people.
There?
Dude, I don't think Nestor's been on there for a long time.
If they bring back Nestor, I'll buy an issue.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Nestor, did you see a Super Mario Galaxy star thing?
I did, because you showed it to me.
So if you look at the cover of Super Mario Galaxy, the one being for the Wii that's on GameStop or wherever, you'll note, now that I told you this, you'll note that the U and the R of Super, the M and the R of Mario, the G, the second A, and the Y of Galaxy all have a little shimmer or a star on the lower left hand or the lower part of their letters, but only those letters. And some astute observer figured out that if you take all these letters you know, and pull them out, you get you are Mr. Gay. And
you know what would be funny if this actually was a word in Japanese? You're Mr. Gay.
You're Mr. Gay. You know how I know you're gay? You play Super Mario Galaxy. And
wow.
Didn't you pre-order Super Mario Galaxy?
I did.
That's how I know you're gay.
Okay. Are you going to buy Super Mario Galaxy?
Not anymore. No. I don't know. If it gets really good reviews, I will.
You bought Sunshine, didn't you?
I did not.
You didn't? You don't own Sunshine?
I do not own Sunshine.
I own Sunshine.
That's because it didn't look very interesting to me.
But I bought it for $5. So pawn shop.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy it for $5. But looking better than that is that new Simpsons game. You showed me that trailer.
Yes, and those trailers.
So you want to talk about it a little bit? You know more about it than I do.
So yesterday morning... I was drinking my coffee. Well, I was drinking my second cup of coffee because I already drank my first one and took a giant dump. So I was drinking my second cup of coffee. And I was looking and I saw a Simpsons trailer. And so I clicked on it. And it looked like they were making fun of Pokemon. And then it had all this... Basically, I watched the trailer. It looked all right. Then I saw a developer's commentary. And the storyline is this. The Simpsons figure out that they're in a game. They figure it out, and they decide to screw stuff up. So each level is a parody of a different game. There's Grand Theft Scratchy to parody Grand Theft Auto, Medal of Homer to parody Medal of Honor. There's a Zelda parody level. There's Final Fantasy parody levels, including a ability, and each character has abilities from different games. Like Homer has abilities from, surprisingly enough, referenced Boy and His Blob, where he turns into Jelly Homer. Marge has the ability to take control of angry mobs in the Grand Theft Scratchy and destroy stuff.
Where's that from?
I don't know what that one's from.
Is that like what's that terrible game with the mob that was supposed to be a big seller from Rockstar? State of Emergency.
Never seen it. Never played it.
Oh, it's terrible.
actually got a copy of State of Emergency from our your Secret Santa thing last year. And as I was going through my boxes to look at stuff, I opened it. Oh, the game's still in there. Garbage.
You threw it out?
Yep.
Oh, what a jerk.
There's a PC copy, too.
Oh, man.
I bet that's rare.
Collector's
item of December.
Go ahead.
But she has a power called, Lisa has a power called Hand of Buddha, which makes the gameplay like black and white. It looks awesome. It's a complete parody of every game ever.
Sounds pretty cool.
There's 10 different trailers, and each one looks like an entirely different game.
So there's 10 levels.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I don't even know. This is kind of a non-issue or non-news item, but fuck it, I'll mention it. The Commodore 64 may be coming to your Wii Virtual Console for those two people that care. We were trying to think of a single Commodore 64 game that we would care about being ported to the Wii Virtual Console, and we couldn't. So, but I'm sure somebody out there somewhere cares.
I care more about my cat licking his own ass than I care about this.
That probably will not be in the Virtual Console anytime soon.
My
What's
cat?
Your cat's name?
Which the deaf one?
The one that licks its own ass.
They both lick their own ass.
Oh, never mind. All right. All right, so that's pretty much the news up until now. Halo 3 comes out tomorrow. This podcast almost certainly will come out after tomorrow, so we'll have already at least had Halo 3. If for you hadn't played it, I don't know. If you,
maybe we'll put an amendum.
Yep.
Or even an addendum.
Whatever. I don't have an idiot of the week this week. Do you?
I'm going to say myself for buying Eternal Sonata when I could have bought Persona 3.
Okay, fair enough. I still like Eternal Sonata, but I also bought Persona 3, so... then Gabe, you haven't played, but Shirt of the Week? Actually, I don't have one. I've been still trying to catch up on the games that I do have that I need to play, so I haven't played any old games this week.
I don't have one either. I've been preparing to move.
All right, so fuck it.
We'll Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, nobody's played that game.
Hey, just because there's a greatest hits.
What about Ghoul Patrol? We were playing Ghoul Patrol
That's
earlier.
That's a terrible game.
You don't like? I thought you said you liked Ghoul Patrol.
It's no, a sequel. I like Zombies Ate My Neighbor.
Yeah, it's a sequel. We've already had that one before, so... All right, so we're just going to end it here, and maybe we'll have, I don't know. I don't know if we can have one between Halo 3's release and the Halo 3 LAN, because the Halo 3 LAN's Friday, and that's usually when we like to cast.
We might have people from the LAN give their commentary on Halo 3.
That would be awesome. Maybe we should do that.
We should.
Have people halfway through the LAN stop and give us a little...
But we should require a shot for each minute there in the commentary.
Wow. And then, yeah, those people aren't going to be on my team. That's all I know. All right, until then, we'll see you next time.
Welcome to NBA Jam! Nuggets! Tonight's matchup, Nuggets versus Clippers. Here's the tip. Head fake, get that out of here. The tumble. Matumbo delivers the facial to Manning. Harper. Boom, shakalaka. Ellis. Matumbo. Head fake, white defense. Matumbo. Puts it in to Harper. Harper, and it's good. Ellis. Ooh. Ugly shot. Manning grabs the rebound. Matumbo. Nuggets up by one. Batting. Head fake. Batting. Scores. Launches a shot. To Manning. Manning. He's heating up. 1 minute to go. Shoots for three. Can't buy a bucket. Manning, Harper. Puts it in. Clippers up by five. To Mutombo. Jams it in. To Manning. Head fake stolen. Nuggets down by three. Harper, no way. Batting.